This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Edric Show. I am your host, Edric Jerome. This is the place for intelligent conversation with interesting people. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button, ring that notification bell, and you'll get notified when I post content each and every week. Been looking forward to this conversation. I met this young man a couple of weeks ago. We'll get into where I met him. But he is one of the most talented artists that I've seen in a while. He's making some noise here in Northern California. And I want to introduce Mr. Elijah Reed. He is based out of Vacaville, California. He's known for his abstract and textured artwork. He explores themes of emotion and experience. And again, he's a young man with a vision and incredible technique. And I just wanted to welcome Elijah. Welcome to the show.
Oh, man. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. So we'll get into some of the specifics about some of the work I've seen a little later. But let's start out. When did you first realize that you had a talent to be an artist and to work in different forms of the medium?
Oh my goodness. As long as I can remember, I believe mom's always had me studying crafts of art. I always had an opportunity to, express myself and, take my energy and put it into different areas. But art definitely changed. I think around junior high school, I started really taking it serious. As far as I'm concerned, all my friends and I, we always painted together, spray paint, graffiti. We did the whole channel down that road. And, I really loved expressing myself in high school. Junior high school was pretty much it. And then I went to college for the Art Institute of San Francisco. I get them mixed up sometimes. I apologize. Sure. The Art Institute of San Francisco. I went to the Art Institute of Santa Monica, Los Angeles. And I think it started getting real to me once I was going to school for it. I really was like, I'm going to pursue this. And it just kind of took it from there. That was it. I just stayed with it. I never stopped.
So. In addition to your mom, obviously, there were people along the way. So who were some of the folks that along the way helped guide you through this journey?
Yeah, my dad. I have a huge shout outs to my pops, too. I have a huge relationship, a big relationship with my dad, really close. I think his impression inside of the community, he was a police officer in Fairfield, California. So. Just seeing how he interacted with everybody all the time and how he had a good rapport by everybody. That had a lot to do with my art because I see that that's a big part of it. You know, how involved in the community that you are, how your impressions are with people. And it kind of stuck with me. My dad having that type of relationship, he still does in the communities around everywhere that he goes. So he played a big factor role in that. And it meant a lot to me to be able to, embody that as a grown man and be able to, have that type of character as well. So, yeah. Family, just in general, I think culture, family, my great grandmother, my grandmother, my father's mom is, she's indigenous. She's a Puerto Rican woman. So, she's had a huge influence on my life just with culture. And my mother's mother too, as well. So it's, all these people have shown me so many different parts of myself and, it's embedded into me forever. So I've had the opportunity to, utilize their energy, you know, and take it for where it's at now. So they've all had huge impressions on my life and my art, 1,000,000%.
Were there other artists in your family or other people who were creative?
Oh man, my mom, she knew how to draw. My brother knew how to draw too, my oldest brother. I don't think that they really stuck with it, but as far as I'm concerned, the friends that I had growing up, connecting with them, they all had different styles. They all had different, you know, different cultural backgrounds, different experiences and stuff. And I saw that growing up. I think that had a lot to do with it for sure. That's pretty much it. Not really too many people in my family that really get down and draw or paint. My Auntie Constance, I got to take that back. My Auntie Constance, she's out of Oakland, California. She's an artist that's been holding it down for a while. So, yeah.
What's your last name?
Constance Terrell.
Okay.
T-E-R-R-E-L-L.
Shout out to Constance Terrell in Oakland. Obviously, artists get inspiration. They are influenced, or they have what some people might call a muse, or people that they really adhere to, and you know, maybe even not necessarily adapt their style, but somebody who's influenced you and in your technique. So, who are some of the artists over the years that you look at as like, yeah, these are the ones that inspire me to do what I do?
Oh my goodness, there's so many other artists that I grew up watching. I'm sure that you know Bob Ross was huge, especially for my generation. Bob Ross was killing it. I thought that his landscapes and the way that he could just make things happen right away live, that changed my life a lot. I'm pretty sure a lot of artists could agree with that too. Andy Warhol, Basquiat, Keith Haring, a couple of different artists out there that kind of shaped, you know, Shepherd Fairey too. Shout outs to Shepherd Fairey from Obey. A lot of those artists and their styles just changed my life on how to create things, backgrounds, layers, textures, different mediums. A lot of those artists broke the rules and they changed everything in so many different ways that it kind of shaped the way that I saw how art was made and how it was created. And now it's like I can create my own. When I see pieces now, from watching Bob Ross or watching Keith Haring as a child. Now, when I see pieces created, when I look at people's paintings, I can tell how they created it based off of layers and structures. Sounds crazy, but because I am an artist as well, I'm impressed by people's techniques. So yeah, those artists definitely stood out to me the most, for sure.
You're the second artist I've had on. Shout out to Travis Prince. He also mentioned Bob Ross. And if I could just follow up a little bit, you know, for people who don't know, Bob Ross was on public television and he had these shows once a week, and he would paint trees and he would paint landscapes. So digging a little deeper into Bob Ross and the influence he had on you, at what point did you start becoming familiar with him? You know, a kid, 5, 6, 7 years old. When did you really first start to peep Bob Ross, if I can say it that way?
Yeah, 5, 6, 7 years old, PBS, you know, Sesame Street. Around that same time, I think Bob Ross was really kind of getting his artwork out there consistently with Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers was a big influence on my life. Reading Rainbow, the gentleman from Reading Rainbow, I can't remember his name.
LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton, I'm so sorry. LeVar Burton had a huge impact on all of us. But around that time when all those TV programs were coming out, I believe that it had a lot to do with us as children, how our imaginations were so cherished. And Bob Ross, he always talked about the imagination. He always talked about happy trees and taking people's emotions and putting them into these pieces. And I stuck with that. That has a lot to do with, you know, emotions. It has a lot to do with mental health. It has a lot to do with expressionism. It has a lot to do with all of us taking our energy and using these outlets as healthy channels. And I stand on that. I believe that that is very important for children to even do now. It just doesn't have to just be painting. It could be anything. But he highlighted that in all of his work. And I think that stood out to me about 5, 6, 7 years old.
So you get through, you know, high school and, you know, in college and you have the talent, you have the gift. But then you take that leap into turning it into a career. What was that like? And what are some of the challenges you've seen going down the path of an artist as a career?
Oh my goodness. Challenges is, as far as I'm concerned, with everybody could relate to, like, art supplies is very expensive. I mean, everyone would agree with that. But that's, you know, neither here nor there. I think like getting into spaces in your life of what your message is. I think that that's something that I've always tried to think about. Not too hard, but I've always went through different chapters in my life. So as an artist, I've had to kind of like figure out like, what is my message and how is it going to impact people? You know, what is my message and how is it going to influence people? Because it's not just about me. It's about youngster people coming up underneath me. It's not just about the older people or people that are my age. I think my influence and my career, I guess, my artist career, I'm leaving basically a trail of art paintings. And I wanted to influence people in a positive way, you know, and I think that that's most important to me. I think it has to have substance value. It can be abstract at times, but I think that that was the most important thing for my message. If I was going to take it, when I decided to take it serious as a career, that's what it was. So, yeah.
You work in a variety of mediums, but is there a particular medium that you pretty much love or gravitate to, or are there new techniques, new mediums that you've explored? Tell me about the medium you work in and how it speaks to you.
It's so crazy. I've worked in so many different mediums. I'm really good with my hands. I could say that. So, and my imagination's always constantly driving consistently all day. So mediums that I really do like, I love spray paint. I'll never let that go. I love, you know, old magazines, ripping them up, pasting them, gluing them to things, as well as screen printing. I love screen printing. That's awesome. Texture art is really nice. I like it a lot. And it does have certain limitations because when we're talking about like texture, a lot of it's fragile material. So I do love it a lot. It's something that I've explored and I still do explore with. But yeah, spray paint, magazines, old comic books, acrylic. I love those mediums, more leaning towards those sides, but I do love it a lot.
I had a chance to meet you a couple weeks ago at the iArt Sassoon festival we had in Sassoon City, California. Shout out to the Recreation Park Community Arts Department at Sassoon City, and also the Recreation Park Community Arts Commission, and Aaron Sincil, artist extraordinaire, who really is the backbone behind all of that. Tell me about your experience there at iArt Sassoon. It was our second one. I had a chance to MC it. It was great. Tell me about your experiences. What did you think was going to be going into it? And then what did you leave with out of that? And it was an amazing event.
I'm not going to lie. I was very shocked on how that whole event turned out. I came in there expecting nothing, but I left with so much other things, you know, so many different connections with you as well too. But I met so many different artists out there that were really, they had so many different stories and they were so talented, and there was so much, it wasn't just painting. It was like, you know, they had textural, some people had metal work. Some of the young gals that I saw that were artists, they were doing like comic book work and stuff like that. So I thought that it was amazing, as well as some people had pottery and necklaces and earrings. And it was just a different variety. When I came there, I was like, okay, well, we're going to do the show and XYZ, and you know, we'll see how it turns out. It was amazing. It was tight. What I left with was, I know that for sure that Solano County as a whole, especially Sassoon, has so much talent out there that's undiscovered. And that's just, it's just what it is. And I'm seeing that there's a new wave. There's a new generation of art that's coming out, and it's very appealing. It's very nice. And I believe that, people should be looking out for that, especially within the Solano County, Sassoon area, Fairfield area, Vallejo area. I believe that people should be paying attention to the art that's coming out of there. That culture is rich. And I took it to heart, definitely took it with a grain of salt, but that was one of the best shows that I've been to, honestly.
Nice. We appreciate that feedback. We're going to be doing it again next year. So look for more to come from IRS Sassoon. You mentioned the Solano County area, which is, you know, again, a hotbed for art and expression. Tell me about, maybe, are there some groups you're affiliated with, or what kind of support are you getting, not just in Sassoon, but other places around Solano County? And how are you going about navigating through those spaces to display your work?
Oh, my goodness. just growing up, I've been in a few different areas. My gosh, I could start with San Francisco. I've had a huge, San Francisco has a huge dear close part of my growing up and just life as an artist. But, you know, communities in San Francisco, I'm tapped into the art community in San Francisco, excuse me. And also, just in general, Napa, California. I've been a part of the Art Association in Napa, California. So that was really fun to be a part of that, as well as Los Angeles. I've done art shows in Los Angeles. Venice Beach is, I'm tapped into that community pretty heavy. I love Los Angeles. It has a lot to do with my creativity too, my growth. So, man, I could go down the path now that we're on a digital, you know, lifestyle. It's crazy. I have so many different connections in different countries now and different places that I've never had before in my life. And it feels good to be able to connect with people and how much, you know, you put something out there and how it affects someone. Now I have connections in different places and different spaces in different countries. So it does feel good as of right now, but for the local area. Yeah. San Francisco, Vallejo, definitely. Shout out to Vallejo.
Shout out to the 707.
707, 100%.
For sure. Yeah. Let me ask you now about the favorite piece that I saw. And I actually asked you to text me a picture. We're going to use it for the cover art. But also just, I don't know the title of it, but it's the picture that was so striking, man, that it just, you're just stunned when you see it. And we'll show it while we're talking about it. But what's the title of the piece and where did that inspiration come from? Because it's almost like you're mixing, you talked about culture earlier, but it's almost, it's Native American, but it's African culture there. I mean, there's a lot going into that piece. Tell me about it and how it came to be.
Oh my goodness. Sacagawea. Sacagawea is the title of the piece. I created that maybe about, I think about 3 months ago now, maybe a little bit less. But the inspiration between that series is the Seven Sisters. And I wanted to hone in on the indigenous, we could say Black indigenous. I don't really put the color to it, but we'll just say it for so we all recognize the Black indigenous people of our lands that have been spread around. Our influence, especially within America, is so heavy, right? That I just wanted to hone in on where we came from. And that's literally what it's all about. So the Seven Sisters are about seven corners of, you know, the United States for our indigenous cultures. And our Aboriginal culture is what we would really call it, but that's just what it is. And I wanted to hone in on where we all come from. We come from this space, you know, and sometimes it's controversial, I guess. But as far as I'm concerned, I wanted to invoke and provoke those types of conversations that we don't really have. You know, a lot of us are indigenous, you know, and I'm pretty sure that you are too, just like I am. Family from the South, especially, it gets really deep with the history and those types of conversations. Us growing up, pretty sure your grandmother, great grandmother told you that you were indigenous, just like me. And we don't need alibis. We don't need someone to write our story for us. We know who we are. And that's really the statement. We come from a rich line of culture. And I wanted people to see that when they saw the Seven Sisters, that there's culture in every single one. And I was getting the same type of responses from that presentation. And every sister, every father that came and saw it, excuse me, and every person that came to look at the pieces, they could relate to it. And I thought that, you know, that was my point in the first place. So, yeah, I thank you for giving me that energy, because it meant everything to me, for real. It really did. And my grandmother was there too. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. So, you know, that's my dad's mom. She was there too. So, it hit home and she's older. But, you know, it felt so good that my grandmother could see my work. And yeah, that hit me hard. So, man, I appreciate all of you for sure.
Congratulations. So as we get ready to wrap up, if people want more information about you or your work, Where can they go to get information? And then also, what do you got coming up next, man, in terms of showings or viewings?
Oh my goodness. As of right now, well, first and foremost, you guys can go check out my platform at ElijahReed.net. I have some collections of the Oubliette collections. It's a textural art. So you guys can go check that out. It's really provoking for the most part. In a positive way, it does lead people to kind of stare at the pieces quite a bit. But yeah, that's the Oubliette collection. I will be updating it again, but nice presentation for the most part. And as for as shows coming up right now, my goodness, I have quite a bit of shows popping off. I will be in Colombia at the end of this month. And I'm going to be, I'm not going to be releasing too much information about
sure,
that, but
of course.
I'm going to be connecting with the art gallery out there. So start speaking about doing shows more in different places in different countries, like I said before. So at the end of this month as well, on the 29th, I have a show, actually, I think in Solano, as a matter of fact. Yeah. And November 17th, I also have another show. So I'm kind of bouncing all over the place, but yeah. And oh yeah, October 29th as well.
Well, congratulations, man. And like I said, you are a talented brother. You're making some noise. People are noticing you, and your work stands out and speaks for itself. You're unique. And I just congratulate you on being able to take your talent and run with it. So keep it up, man. Keep up all the good work, because you're making a difference. You really are.
Edric, I thank you so much and appreciate you for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you for bringing me on. And,
of course. I told you when I met you, I'm like, I got to get you on, man, because there's something, you got something, especially with what you're doing, man. Real quick before we get out of here, what's your social media?
Social media is forever_REED6.
Got it.
Yep.
Got
Instagram. It. So you guys go ahead and check that out. And once again, I appreciate you for your energy, and I hope to have you at some of my art events as well. Please.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. Be happy to be there. Be happy.
If you need anything, you contact me. You know, we're already locked in. So
we'll do, man. We'll do. We'll do. Well, Elijah, again, I want to thank you so much for coming on the Edric Show. Really appreciate our conversation. And again, you're representing Solano County, man. And so thank you for all that you're doing. And please check this young brother out, because you're going to be hearing his name, because he's doing some great stuff. Elijah Reed. All right. This has been another edition of the Edric Show. I am your host, Edric Jerome. As promised, intelligent conversation with interesting people. Go ahead and hit that like button, ring that notification bell, hit that subscribe button, and you'll get notified when I post content each and every week. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I will catch you on the next episode.
Thank you.